Wednesday, and we got a poor show for the start of the show again. I did say there, you know, to the people that are in the corp queue before we started the show this evening, is that what seems to happen now, periodically, it seems to happen every other week, and we know that there are thousands, if not millions, of shows out on Blog Talk Radio, and we're just one of them. And you know, really, we are one of the minuscule ones, because there are shows that get far more interest and support than what we do, because they got more money than what we have, perhaps. And these ones are on air like 24/7, and you know, they can put all fancy stuff on their pages and spend loads of money on advertising and all the usual how do you do. Holly has just joined us online. Whee, wonderful. We know that Holly's with us. Okay. Now then, you're probably wondering, those of you that would have heard me on the mic before the show started, what Sangria Vagae means. Okay. Have you got that word? Did you wake a memory of it? Right. Because we want one Welsh word from everybody this evening. Yeah? Because it happens to be my 42nd wedding anniversary this evening. And Sangria Vagae simply means congratulations. Yeah? So you all have got one Welsh word. I know there's at least one person in the club here that can speak well. But we're getting there, you know. We're learning these strange, fangled words now. It's a very strange, fangled word. But, you know, I always remember a young Indian boy coming to live by us. And there was only 7 houses in our street. And the corner shop was number 1. And then there were 6 other houses. And we had an Indian family, a Pakistani family, and 2 of the houses changed over time, but there was one family from South Wales, my dad of course from North Wales, and you know the accents there are different, because they had colloquialisms. They can understand most words, but there are colloquialisms, the same as in English. So I always remember sitting in the back of a car with this young Indian boy, very impressive age, and round about maybe 7 or 8 years of age, and he heard my dad speaking Welsh for the first time, because he'd only ever heard him speaking English before. But when a friend came, he spoke Welsh, he said, "That sounds like Indian." I thought, "Don't, please don't say that to my dad. He'll throw you out the car, you know." And a bit farther to boot. But but the language, I said, if you had heard it maybe for the first time, it could be mistaken. He's very far from Indian, I can tell you. Okay, that's enough of that. Right, we're going to get on with the show. We've got 3 lovely people at the moment. Hopefully it will get better, but we can do a lot if it don't. So we're not going to worry about it this evening, because we're in a good mood, ain't we? Okay, so let's say hello to Becky then.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Becky.
I'm just going to let you know now that if I cut out and the line is dropped, my phone company is laying new internet wires on the property across the road. So if my phone gets cut out, that's why.
I used to have that a lot. I used to have that happen a lot. This house that we're living in now is like, we moved into like 20 years ago now, 21 years this year. And what, it used to be the postmaster's house, and every time they put a new phone line up for anybody in the area, they used to have to come to this house. Yeah. And I remember one guy coming and saying, you know, I can put you a free phone on for the rest of your life. And I didn't take it. I wish I had done that. Yeah, because, you know, he said, it's only a question of colours, yeah. And he was going to do that for me, yeah. So, you know, I could have had free phone for the rest of my life, yeah. Okay, so we're going to try then, ladies and gents. We're going to bring in the first call. I can see a familiar number there, and I think, if I'm not mistaken, that's Mary Lou. We did have another person then. They seem to be popping in and out. So somebody else is having problems there, dealing with the phone line. But Laura's on line one.
Hey, Becky, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Just whatever you have is good with me.
Any particular area?
No, you can pick.
Are you having a lot of, or had a lot? I know, and this is beside the COVID stuff, but if you having kind of a up and down kind of year?
It's up and down.
Because what I'm feeling is that there's starting to be a change in your energy. I think you'll notice some more positive changes coming up as fall progresses. Are you on a contract right now?
No, not yet. You see something?
I see something coming in around the end of October, first part of November. That's a good one.
Huh. Okay.
That
sounds good.
But, yeah, what's the crappy energy, and I'm not saying, I'm just using crappy as an adjective, but you're moving into like a new chapter in your life, a new positive elements, things like that. So what's happened in the past is kind of getting over, and you're kind of going into a new cycle, which is going to be more positive. You still have some challenges that you're going to need to face, a little bit more ups and downs, but it's nothing that you can't handle.
Okay. That sounds great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep.
I'll take
Bye.
Care. Bye-bye. Thanks, Ken.
I couldn't.
Hello?
Laura? What happened?
I think Laura hung up.
Yeah, it looks like it. Okay, Debbie's just joined us. It's kind of strange. We went to screen the lady there in the screening room, and she said, uh-oh, because she thought she'd lost the show. She never heard the screening room before. Laura, I don't know what's happened with your line there, but we've lost you. Okay.
I think
right.
I was done with her reading.
Okay. So, right, okay. No problem. Right, let's see what we're doing. Okay. Donna?
Hello.
Hi. What can I help you with?
Hi. My question was, I just like the other woman that just called, had kind of a mostly down few years, but I put it in the past. And do you see more positive things happening? Like, do you see a better relationship and just positive.
There is going to be positive things, but there are some things that you have to work at. You've got some issues from your past that still haven't really been dealt with that you're going to have to take care of and heal from them before you can move forward. And you have to start taking care of you and not worrying about everybody else around you. So you're going to have a lot of me time. And what I would recommend is and I'm sorry I'm talking so fast. The reason why I'm doing it is just in case the phone company shuts off my phone. So I'm trying to get through so everybody gets a message. Anyway, but start taking, if you can, a bath with some salt in the water, like a cup of sea salt or kosher salt in the water and soak for about 20 minutes. It kind of helps get rid of the negativity off of your aura, and it also helps get toxins out of your system. And it's a good way that, you know, you can be alone by yourself and kind of do a little bit of meditating for 20 minutes. So, okay, go ahead.
Okay, see, that's the thing. I've been alone for about 3 years, I have family around me that aren't really there. I just feel like alone all the time because I was just wondering if that's going to pass. And because as far as friends, relationships, it's all, and it's not me, it's things that I've put up with and finally just put it to the side, you know, just moved away from it. And now I'm, you ever heard saying you'd rather be alone than to be with
people? I'm not telling you to be alone. I'm just telling you that you have a few things to deal with before you should go into a new relationship, because you don't want to go into a relationship with baggage from past relationships, and that you need to spend not necessarily time alone, but you need to spend time that is good for you. So, you know, getting rid of these toxic people and getting out of relationships, that's a good thing, but it's kind of like a trauma sometimes, and you just have to heal from that. I do believe that you're going to get into a relationship. I think probably around the holidays you're going to meet somebody, but I just want you to be prepared so you can see the opportunity as it presents itself and you don't miss it.
Right. Okay. So it will be did you see that the relationship's really being negative for me, and it's good that I just got rid of them all, even though it...
Yes, it's very, you should not stay into a toxic relationship just because it's a relationship. It's a very hard thing to drop that, but it's a very brave thing to do that. And you did what you needed to do because it's taking care of you. So what you did was good.
Oh, okay. So I will probably see the difference in...
Give it a little while. I'd say within a few weeks, you're going to start seeing a bigger difference. It's going to be, you're going to see, there's going to be differences, but you're really going to notice them in a couple, 3-4 weeks.
Okay.
That things are
changing.
But
I won't have that. I will see this person in about 3-4 weeks?
Yep.
Oh, okay. And I won't have that, like, I'm lonely kind of aura about me. See, I'm starting to notice it now, and I was really not liking it.
That's why I want you to take the salt baths to strengthen your aura and get rid of the negative that's attached to it.
Okay. All right, okay, fine. And if he should call me on the phone or something? Should I just not answer at all?
I would ignore him, yeah, because I think that wants to play with your head. So it's best not to, you know, if you've cut it off, make sure you've cut it off. Don't give him an in to irritate you.
Right, because that's what it does, and I feel, well, maybe it'll be better this time because he talks a good game, if you know what I mean. But
right.
I'm not going to think that way now. I want, you know, something good and, you know, real. So
right.
Okay, well, I'll let you know how it works out, and thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Ken. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Donna. Okay. All right. So we're going a bit quicker than the 10 minutes. And I know that Becky there is trying to get you all in case we might only get an hour out of tonight's show, perhaps, because Becky could be cut off at any time. So that's a bit unfortunate that might happen. But we will persevere. So the timer is actually in progress, and the timer is on. But, you know, I think that if Becky can actually deliver a reading quicker than that for you, then it means that you've had your reading. And if we do lose Becky, it means that we've done your reading for you. So I hope you can understand that. Right. Okay. So let's see where we are. Holly?
Hi there.
Hi.
Hey, if your phone dies or whatever, I'll be the backup reader. Just
thank
so
you.
Everybody, yeah, if Ken wants, I don't know. Who knows?
Because I never know when they start digging up, and I'm watching the cement dust come up from the asphalt. They're putting in 5G, so who knows what'll happen.
Yeah, they were doing that over by my mom's house, too. Anyways, you know, I was taking care of her and bringing her to all her appointments because she broke her neck and all that kind of crap, my mommy
mm-hmm.
dearest. And
yeah.
And then they sent me an email about her, like test results from Kaiser Permanente, that kind of thing. So they sent me her result, her summary page from when she talked to a counselor. Oh, my God, she lied to this counselor so bad and told the counselor she wanted me out of her house. Anyways, I responded to the counselor and told her what everything was, what was a lie, and take my name off the contact and stop emailing me her shit. But
mm-hmm.
I'm just wondering, are they going to call her out on that bullshit? Or they don't do that?
I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah. At least they know she's just lying.
Yeah. I went kind of through the same thing when my husband got sick and he got very violent. And
mm-hmm.
I basically let the doctors know what was going on. And they basically said, we can't, you know, we have to take care of our patient. You know, we'll listen
yeah.
to what you have to say. But we have to go actually with what the patient is doing.
Yeah, yeah, that's true. But I just want them to know what the truth is.
But, yeah. And, you know, they might call her on and say, hey, you know, are you sure you're not, you know, or at least put it this way, Holly, they're going to know that she's elaborating.
Yeah.
And that she has the tendency to lie. So they're not going to
mm-hmm.
take everything at face value anymore. They're going to, when she says something, they're really going to dig into it. They're not just going to say, oh, okay, and write that down. They're going to say, are you sure that you didn't misinterpret,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that. She's not
mm-hmm.
she's not going to be able to get by with just being so flippant about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and they can tell when people lie anyways. You know, body language.
Well, you can tell, too, but, you know, like I said, too bad that you can't get a hold of the the counselor's summary report, the one that they
write. Yeah, that's what
about.
I read.
Yeah, but there's another one that the doctors write about what they thought that the client was like, the patient was like, and, you know, if they were a nice person or if they were well-dressed or, you know, how they presented themselves. But that would tell you that if they thought she was lying or not.
Yeah. Anyways, on a different note, what do you see for me? Like a new man coming? Or is it the man I'm talking to now?
I think it's the guy that you're talking to now. I don't see anything really new for you because you've got so much stuff going on in your life right now.
Shit. You could say shit. Go ahead.
But I think you have enough to put up with right now without going into anything new. So I would stay with the guy you've got.
Oh, he's long distance.
You know,
I don't even
I know, but at least he's somebody to talk to and a companion. You know, you have to think of yourself. You got stuff going on with your stepson. Now you got your mother showing her true colors and her husband. You got all that to deal with. Do you want to add another element? Well, the guy that, you know who I'm talking about.
My ex-husband, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I don't think you should add anything more to that.
I'm done with that. You know, I moved 1,500 miles away from them.
I know,
and
but it's still... Go ahead.
I'm mailing my stepson a cell phone so we have our own private contact. And
that's
it. Good. There's nothing more. Yeah, there's nothing more I can do, so.
But you know what? It's still affecting you emotionally.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, what about the job front?
I think you're going to get a temporary job for holiday work, and then get a decent full-time job through that holiday work.
Oh. Okay. Alrighty.
You're gonna find something while you're, you know, working at this kind of temporary kind of job.
And can you guesstimate when Danny will be able to leave Argentina?
6 to 8 months.
Ooh, that's long. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. But with COVID going on, that really isn't long.
Yeah. Yeah. And then anything else you see? Like any good surprises? Because I'm kind of sick of the other.
You know, this year is probably topped out as one of the worst for you.
Uh-huh.
I do think next year's energy is going to be completely different. So I think starting in January, things are really going to start turning around.
Oh, may I ask about Ken? I'm just trying to ask everything before the timer goes off. Ken just staying a friend?
Friend and companion.
I haven't put the timer on there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't put the timer on. So, yeah, you're fine.
Okay, anything else you want to see?
You living out of people's campers and couches is coming to an end.
Yeah, no, actually I have my own room this time, but that's good.
You're going to be able to, with the new year and stuff, you're going to be able to afford to be independent and be on your own and have your own place and start to make a home instead of just living in a space.
Yeah.
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 And that's going to happen.
What, after Christmas?
Yeah.
Okay. In the same area?
Yeah, within 50 to 100 miles.
Well, that's good because I'm trying to go closer to the beach.
Oh, yeah, that would be nice.
Yeah. Okay, anything else?
Not right now, no.
Alrighty, well, thank you, and I'll stay on hold just in case.
Okay, thank you, Holly.
All right, have a good day.
You too.
Thank you, Holly.
Bye.
Oh, right. And Holly, standing in there, if we do lose Becky. So it's been a long time since we've had Holly helping. Yeah, it would be nice to have Holly's voice reading for us again, if it happens. Oh, dear Lord. Okay. And sure enough, it did. Hey. Wow. Okay. That's kind of crazy, isn't it? We said it'd be nice to have Holly's voice if it happened. And all of a sudden, we hear a click and it goes. It's gone. So, unfortunately, we seem to have lost Becky there. Because that click that you heard. And take no notice of that, that's just the, we did put the timer on, but we didn't use the studio timer, so that beep that you just heard was the one that you don't normally hear. That's just a 7 minute timer there, that is viewable to me. You don't normally hear that one. So Holly has gone as well now, and Holly has actually left as well, which is kind of strange. So Holly seems to have left as well now. And that's very odd indeed. Okay, Debbie is the only one in the studio at the minute that has managed to stay online. So it's fun and games this evening. I really can't understand what is occurring there, but let me just check the microphone here, because we have something going on with the microphone. So okay, I do apologize, we seem to have lost the microphone control for a little moment, and the microphone cut out on us. So I must apologise for that. Okay. So I think we've got the microphone back here now. Unfortunately, we've lost both Becky and Holly there at the moment. Holly saying that she would be happy to stand in for Becky there this evening, but unfortunately, she's lost her line as well. So, okay. It's kind of strange being as Holly and Becky like kind of live miles apart, not in the same area, and it's like, okay, we lose them both at the same time. We know why we lost Becky, but we don't know why we lost Holly. Kind of strange, that one. But I think when Holly knew that we only had one person left in the call queue, and it could be that, she may call back in later. So it really depends on a lot of things. Okay. Right. So we'll have to wait and see what happens. I can't promise anything, unfortunately. Well, apparently we have a message there on Facebook, Becky is using a mobile device there to get onto Facebook at the moment. Obviously, a mobile device, so long as you've got credit on your mobile device, as you may know, ladies and gents, that you can still make a call. But unfortunately, not just her phone line has gone, but her electricity as well. So she's sitting in the dark at the moment on a mobile device, messaging me and letting me know, oh, bless, you know, that she's sitting there in the dark now at the moment. So we don't know what's happened to Holly. Holly's quite a few miles away. We hope it's not a countrywide thing. Let's say that we know that Facebook is having problems. And, last week sometime, Mark Soderbergh got a public warning, if you will, from the government, saying that he couldn't have communications between the USA and Europe, and something to do with finances, but that's all I can make out of it. But that come up last week, where half of America was cut out of Facebook. Now, if that's gone and escalated, where they're starting to like, okay, we're going to cut you off, because he's in the UK and we're here and we can't have these, you know, at the moment. I don't know. I really don't know what's going on. But there's something very strange and untoward going on. And let's just say that it is my belief that it is government orchestrated. And I really do not care if they come banging my door down, yeah, because I will say it to their face, all this COVID thing is government orientated. They've sat down together, they've worked it out, and this is your new world order, ladies and gents.
When I was hurt and I was helpless. 'Cause the things you say and the things you do surround me. While you were hanging yourself on someone else's words, dying to believe in what you heard, I was staring straight into the shining sun.
But that'll never change the way that I feel.
Well, the show is come to an end, unfortunately. All the callers have now left us. The lady that was going to help us sadly couldn't. The lady that was initially our guest has had her line cut by the electricity company. There's a cow, she's sitting in the dark. Okay, so all I can say to you is well, well, and we'll meet you all again tomorrow night at 9 p.m. with Jane Foley. Thank you all for being here.